Fellow candidates, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I would like to have been here to hear the school trustees. When I go to meet your candidate meetings, I like to hear the school trustees because it is an important, very important part of our great city of Mississauga. I've been at three graduations, Gordon Graydon, Lauren Park, and Port Credit. And it's a long way from Port Credit up to Malton, especially along the highway. There was a lot of trucks on 401 tonight, which is good to see the economy moving. Well, I'm offering myself again for 4 years. I'm going to continue to give you value for tax dollar. There are financial challenges, no question today. All municipalities are facing increase in the operational cost of the city. And of course, as well as the capital cost. Fortunately, the federal and provincial government gave us $96 million this year in the stimulus program. We had to add one-third to that. And I can assure you, Malton is benefiting. You're going to get a new swimming pool, indoor swimming pool, here in Malton. There has been one in the high school. High school pools are not working out that well. In addition to that, just a couple of years ago, we renovated your community center and library. Up-to-date, modern, etc. And I know how much the people of Malton have enjoyed it. We have a strategic plan for the future of this great city of Mississauga. Over 100,000 people were involved, and our staff was up here and the consultants in Malton getting your opinion. You know, you folks have Canada's largest airport in your municipality, a very expanded airport that is considered one of the most modern in the world at the present time. So Malton has, it used to be the Malton Airport, and then it became the Toronto International Airport, and then it was named Lester B. Pearson. Someday it'll go back to be called the Malton Airport, and it should have been from day one. We have a cycling program that is going to connect Malton to the rest of Mississauga, because Malton is divided with that large expanse of industrial land. And so we try everything. All our programs are directed to bring Malton in. I know that you look to Brampton for some of your services, as well as to the Etobicoke Hospital, because your doctors here are usually attached to the Etobicoke Hospital. The location of Malton. But we give it every attention possible. Congratulate you on your festival that has started to come back. I remember when Councillor Frank McKechnie was your councillor up here, there was a Malton Festival every year, and then unfortunately it disappeared. It's coming back with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of young people participating in it. And so Malton has a great future in the city of Mississauga. Yet we realize the separation that exists, and we're doing everything possible to bring Malton into the city in regard to our city core, etc. We hope that you will take advantage of the renovated city core, or civic center, that is going to be open next year with all modern, up-to-date facilities for festivals, etc. And especially for the cultural makeup of our city. You know, there's the Pakistani festival, there's the Indian festival, there's the Polish festival, all those festivals now, Ukrainian festival, are coming to our city core, because the makeup of our municipality now is 48% of our population now is ethnic background. You have one of the most efficient cricket boxes in Mississauga, right here in Wildwood Park. And I've been up here to a number of the tournaments that have been held there. We're so proud of that. In fact, it is such a good cricket box that tournaments province-wide and Canada-wide can be held here in Malton. So I promise you that Malton will not be neglected in any way, that we will provide all the services that we provide to any other part of Mississauga. your arena, we are looking at it. What, how can it be converted to what is needed in Malton? And our staff will be consulting with you to know what, how, what you want your arena to be. So, let's, on October the 25th, I look forward again to serving Malton for the next 4 years.